World Cup, the United bid in 2026 has been awarded to North America. James Sharman is in Moscow. We talked to him yesterday. We got to get to him right now. James, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. Yeah, I think Canadian soccer's doing great as well. A pretty important day today.
James, we talked about this yesterday. It felt like the North American bid was a slam dunk, but because FIFA is FIFA, you were like, oh, I don't know, I hope this goes through. But when did you have to wait till the actual announcement to say, wow, there was no shenanigans, the best bid actually won?
100%, yeah. We're all sitting here very nervous because you just don't know. And speaking to the delegates from the United bid, they were the same way, saying, listen, we think we should win this thing. We do have the superior bid, and there's no doubt in that. But they were saying, we just don't know that anything can happen here. The anti-America sentiment around the world, the anti-Trump sentiment, the cost votes right now. But in the end, it was, if not a slam dunk, a very, very solid win for the United bid. It really blew away the American bid, which was what we thought to begin with. But it's amazing, the more you talk about these things, the more you think about things, the more you start getting a little bit concerned about the FIFA way. But in the end, the FIFA way was the right way, and the right bid won.
Super ironic that it's called the United bid when it's Canada, U.S., and Mexico, and politically all three are at odds, and now they have to work together to create this event in 2026 that apparently is going to change the Canadian soccer landscape. But now there are more questions, James. How many games is Canada going to host? It's supposed to be 10 here, 10 in Mexico, 60 in the United States. But if I'm correct, that's just tentative. And now FIFA takes over and they actually determine how many games are going to be played where.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, FIFA will go through the bid, of course. Now, Canada's pretty confident they'll get at least 10 games. There's no reason why not. The states are taking the front view here. For 60 games, obviously, 80 games, sorry, the majority. But FIFA have the right to change whatever they want. You know, they can look at the host cities in Canada. They could say, well, you know, Edmonton, sorry, we don't want games there. They could say the Toronto as well, or Montreal. But the bid's pretty confident that what they've put forward will be the way. But until FIFA can sign off on it and give a thumbs up, anything really can change, that's for sure.
James, we'll talk about what this means for Canadian soccer moving forward, but you talk about the bid, and when I hear Montreal, where are they going to have these games, James? How is the Olympic Stadium in Montreal going to be fit to host World Cup games in 8 years from now? Will the structure be even safe enough to host anything? Is that the destination for this? Is it Stade Saputo? Are they going to beef up that thing? Where are they going to play games in Montreal?
The plan is the big O. So I think if they commit to $100 million every year up until the World Cup, they might have enough to make it playable.
Oh, my gosh.
An issue there.
Right.
Well, listen, let's be honest. It's a disaster, isn't it? You've been there. It's not great. It's not fit for a World Cup, that's for sure. It needs a lot of work. But 8 years is a long time. Perhaps this is a way for a new stadium to get built in Montreal. You know, we're going to find out. There'll be a lot of politics now, I'm sure. Even if it's just 10 games, you know, in Canada, that's an opportunity, I think, to grow the sport, grow sport in general in Canada. But you're right, out of the three cities, that's the one question mark in Montreal, where they're going to play these games. They could fix it up, you know, money does talk, of course, but that'd be a lot of money. So if there's a way around it, I'm sure that they'll find that. But at this point, in its early days, there's a lot of interviews, a lot of questions to be asked between now and 2026. That is probably the biggest question mark, I think, amongst the three host cities.
Is it enough time by the time 2026 rolls around for the Canadian program, the national team program, to invest enough time, energy, money, infrastructure to build a team that's going to at least not embarrass Canada if they do, in fact, get into the tournament? Because that's a question in itself.
That is a great question. Now, as it stands right now, FIFA have not announced whether they'll give automatic qualification to the host nations. You think they would, especially with a 48-team World Cup. So there's a good chance they'll do that. If they don't, they'll at least expand the number of berths for CONCACAF teams. So Canada, quite frankly, should qualify anyway. But what is the plan going forward? John Herdman is now the national team head coach of women's team fame. He knows how to put a project in place. He knows Canadian soccer inside and out, and he's already doing that. So I have a lot of faith in Herdman as far as being a project builder. The talent, I think it's there, you know, in the grassroots coming through. I spoke to Rob Gale, the under-20 head coach this week, and he pinpointed several players, you know, that you can really, you know, put the flag to players that can really improve between now and 2026. But, you know, this goes beyond 2026. You put the blocks in place to build this program for the next 10, 15, 20 years. 8 years isn't a long time, you're right, as far as developing players, really. But in the system right now, there's some talent. There really is. And now maybe with some investment into the men's program, more games, the right games, that they can be good. Because you're right, you don't want to host a World Cup and be terrible. That's Russia's fear right now at the moment. They've got maybe the worst team in their history at this tournament. They could go out in the first round. You want the host to stick around. And in a 48-team World Cup, 16 groups of three teams, you'd think there'd be a way for a host to get out of that group, and you'd hope so.
What do you think would be worse, to not be in the tournament or to be absolutely crushed in the tournament?
Not be in the tournament.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just give the fans a couple of games, you know? Yeah.
Like, just give them some hope in the first half.
Right. Not even close.
Yeah, a generation has not seen World Cup games with the Canadian team, right? So, you know, it's been too long. So it's about time that changes.
Sportsnet soccer analyst James Sharman in Moscow right now, fresh off the announcement that the unified bid of United States, Mexico, and Canada will host the 2026 World Cup. James, I know you got to run. I have to ask you this question. We know the Canadian Soccer Association, with the other soccer federations around the country, it's been disorganized. It's been a bit of a joke. And I know John Herdman is head of the Canadian program right now. Will the government step up now and put that money into this program to develop these young players and maybe reach on the outside to grab somebody in a high-profile name to start developing these players to work alongside John Herdman as the head coach of this program to make sure that there is a respectable showing here in 8 years from now? I know what Jurgen Klinsmann did for the United States. He built a lot of that program up, and I know they had a disastrous, didn't qualify for this World Cup, but there was a lot of good players, and he had a lot of influence on that. Do you think the government will step up and put the funds in, and will the CSA actually get their head out of their ass and actually have something in place where they can build a grassroots program here to have a good team in 8 years from now?
I think if you look at the history of Olympic Games and World Cups, when a nation wins the right to host it, you do see the government invest in those programs because, like I said before, you don't want to be embarrassed on the biggest stage possible. I really think the most important part of this whole bid and the successful bid to get 2026 is the fact that now everyone wants a piece of soccer, you know, for the first time maybe ever in Canada. It's going to be the cool, hip thing. And be it private corporations or the public sector, they'll be investing in it. Now, hopefully they'll be investing at the grassroots level, and it'll be a slow build. Coaches, we need coaches in this country. There's some very good volunteers who give their time. They're so important, but they're not trained as coaches. I think that's really where it costs Canada. So invest the money at the grassroots level. Sure, maybe bring someone in, but John Herdman is an experienced guy now. And it's hard to bring someone aboard, a big name who doesn't understand Canadian soccer, because let me tell you, you know, it's a tough gig. It really is. It can be extremely frustrating. There's so many challenges. It's a real fractured country. And John Herdman says maybe a World Cup will actually bring unity to Canadian soccer overall. And let's hope so. But I would hope the government invests. Will they? We've got to hear from the government, don't we? But They were very much supportive of this bid. And therefore, I would suspect that they will invest the right monies.